Proclamation number 7552 of 18th of March, 1960. Unusual gift of grace. And you have truly been given much grace to receive my word, for you now have proof that your God and Father takes care of you, that he will not leave you in adversity even though you have created it yourselves. I do not leave you to your fate, even if you have chosen it voluntarily, but I help you to become free from all burden which signifies the guilt of sin you are in. You receive my word from above, I am present to you and speak to you, you can hear my voice, and you also sense that it is my voice if only a spark of faith and love is left in you. And therefore I speak to you again and again in order to kindle this spark, so that it will become bright in you and you can precisely recognize the path you have to take in order to come out of the valley of sin and death. I kindle a light in you and now you also recognize that your path is not the right one, that you have to turn back if you want to reach the right aim. And my word always presents the right aim to you. My word admonishes and warns you and encourages you to seek and take the right path. You only need to listen to me, you only need to pay attention to my word, and you will be guided on the right path and safely reach the aim, to me, who is your Father from eternity. Oh, if only you would all pay attention to this great grace, if only you would all desire to hear your Father's voice. You would truly turn back on your path, you would give up the previous way of life and strive for only one aim, me myself, who addresses you with heartfelt love and whose love you could also feel if only you would always make an effort of goodwill to do what is right. For you can only hear me or recognize my word as the Father's voice if you desire to be addressed by your Father. And if my messengers offer you my word, then you should not reject it but first let yourselves be addressed by me. And you would feel that I speak to you if you received my word into your hearts completely impartially and moved it therein. This grace of my address is granted to many people, for I know where my messengers carry my word which they receive directly from me. I know which path this word will take, and I bless all those who gratefully receive it and allow themselves to be addressed by me. Who are willing to listen to their Father in heaven and who opens their hearts when my address is sounded to them. For not only the ear and intellect shall receive it but it shall be moved in the heart, and it will also touch the heart like the loving word of the Father who speaks to his child. And thus my grace will never stop bestowing itself upon you, my love will always find its way to you who are willing to make contact with me. You will hear words of love and comfort, words of instruction and admonition, you will be addressed as you need it for your souls to mature, and your heart will rejoice when you open it to grant me entrance when I want to address it myself. And if the human being now recognizes my unusual gift of grace and allows it to take effect in him, he will achieve great spiritual gain, his soul will mature, it will seek the bond with me and never ever want to relinquish it. It will constantly desire to hear the Father's address and always listen to what the Father has to say to it. And I will be able to speak to my child and impart profound wisdom to it. Yet the gift of grace must always be recognized and desired. The child must always want to go to the Father and listen to his address. It must always desire me myself and I will give myself to it, I will give it what its soul needs for maturity. Amen.